Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About them, never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your profit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm all transactions in big deals, don't get twisted, I am a business, so put your all your money where
want to do sound check and make sure today on Blog Talk Radio for webcamming with Sammy and Sage that we are actually working, because last Thursday we had some major technical issues with Blog Talk Radio. Like, they, I don't know if they just like had a webcam stuck in their ass or what, but Blog Talk Radio was not working last week, so we're good. Okay, we're good. I have my beautiful girl here, Miss Sage Montana. Is here. Yay! Sammy and Sage are back. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
We're in the house. Oh my gosh, I was so frustrating last week.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Especially when we have a guest on the show. Yeah.
Yeah, the weeks that we don't have a guest, that doesn't happen.
Right. And then I have a guest booked, and then all of a sudden we have nothing but me talking. And don't get me wrong, everybody knows I love to talk, but I'm not going to talk for a full hour by myself without somebody, like, interacting with me. I just can't do it. I'm like, I start getting fidgety and like, yeah, okay, no, I'm done. So we are back. And how have you been, my sexy butterfly queen?
I've been great. How you been? How's those boobies feeling?
You know what? They're feeling good. They're just... still really, really heavy, trying to get used to the damn things, but they're good. Good, good. They were looking. They were looking nice yesterday during the shoot. I was the two shoots I did yesterday. So yeah, they're gonna look great on my website.
Yay.
I can't wait. So everybody out there listening, you've tuned into Sammy and Sage. Today we have a wonderful guest that's going to be joining us here soon in about 15 minutes, Miss Sherry Berry, which you guys know on StreamHate as One Fat MILF, and that's P-H-A-T, just so y'all know. So don't get it wrong, you know, not F-A-T, it's P-H-A-T, like fat, like sexy fat. Just saying. A lot of people don't understand the difference. Like, they don't know how to differentiate the two. Like, they get confused. But I do, before we get into a bunch of yummies with her coming on the show. So I had, because I had logged in before the show onto webcam on StreamMate, and I had guys asking me, are you going to block me because I'm not talking to you? Like, this is becoming a huge problem with girls and their block buttons. They're really, really going block happy. Like, what do you think, Sage? Have you noticed a block epidemic going around?
Yeah, and I don't think that you should block people for not talking, but I think the girls that are doing it don't fully understand that there has been some site issues, and that is probably why the customer is not necessarily talking. For the models that are using that block button kind of heavy, you might be taking it out on the wrong person. I mean, I'm not blocking people for not talking, so if you block them and they come to me, thank you for blocking them. But I think that you're definitely taking it out on the wrong person.
I completely agree with you, especially like right now, especially when, you know, StreamMate's doing a lot of software updates. You know, there's a lot of beta testing going on. They're trying to figure out all the little quirks here and there and get everything perfected. And so all of you models, male, female, listening right now, take heed to that. Don't use your block button just because somebody's not answering you, because there is delay after delay in the webcam. Like today, I actually, when I had logged off, I logged back into the old encoding software just because there are some technical issues, and I'm going back and forth between the two. So, you girls out there. Yeah, right? It's like, because you have to. It's like, you have to test the new software, but at the end of the day, it's like, okay, I tested it for a little while here. Okay, now I'm going to go back to the old because I know that's really going to work.
Right.
And you just go back. But I can totally tell the difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely, me too.
That was weird. Did you hear that?
Like, yeah, it was a
really
weird
loud. Yeah, really loud beep, huh? So, but yeah, I can tell the difference between the two in so many different aspects, and I'm so happy that StreamMate's finally getting it finished, because it's been going on for quite some time, and it's going to be amazing. Once it's perfected, all the models are going to be happy. But once again, when it comes to the blocking, I do have to say there are tons of girls that are just block happy. Like, I had one guy, he says, yeah, I've been into several girls' rooms, and just because I didn't tip them and I was in their chat room, they blocked me. And I was like, well, did you talk to them? And he was like, yeah. So, and I was like, well, if you're talking to me and interacting with me, I'm not going to block you at first. I'm just not going to block you anyway, you know, unless you're being a real dork face, douchebag, bad sex monster, then I block you. But if you're in my chat room, like I've always said from the very beginning of me webcamming, it's like these men and women are in the chat rooms looking at the candy store. If you're not being a douchebag, then I'm not going to block you just because of the fact that you never know when they're going to want to taste that candy that's sitting in front of them. So I don't believe in just being a bitch and blocking. And girls out there, there are some of the girls that are going to hear this. They're going to hate me. I don't give a shit. Hate all you want, because when you hate, I make more money. So it's okay.
Right.
We like when girls hate. Right. Yeah. It's like, you ain't got time to hate. Oh, and I had I was talking about how we were going to be on the show, and I had mentioned, I was like, yeah, Sage is going to, you know, still be on the show too, and da-da-da-da-da. And this dude, he was like, I haven't seen Sage on cam in forever. And after I'd logged off and I go back to go in and check my stats, you're, like, right there, like, on the front row on cam. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this dude's an idiot. Obviously, he didn't see her.
Yeah,
how can you miss those fucking tits?
Yeah, sometimes they do come in and they'll ask, they'll say, oh, I haven't seen you in so long. And I'm like, I can, I, especially in the last month, I've been on at least 3 days a week, if not four.
I said, hey, she's 6 months pregnant. I said, her schedule is completely different now. You know, she's got some things in the works. So, you know, yeah. So there's mommy things going on. Lots of planning.
Yep. Yep. You know, priorities change, man.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Boy. Yes, they do. So how's your studio doing with all your yummy models?
And another set of 7 new girls this week.
Wow.
I'm pretty stoked at that, yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like it. Yay. Any upcoming special feature shows that you're doing for the studio, or are you just kind of chilling? Or are you going to have anything big coming up before the little bamboozle coming out?
Well, not necessarily with me, but my girls, we have, we're doing some, our Halloween photo shoot this coming week. And a bunch of the girls are going to be shooting. So I'll be looking for judges because we always give our girl that wins the best photo with some prizes. So anyone that maybe wants to judge our little photo competition, you get pictures of all the girls that are participating to help one of the girls win a nice prize.
Nice. I bet you I know one big fan who would completely compete in that part.
Oh, I'm sure I know who you're thinking of.
Yes. I know. One ginormous fan that will be there every step of the way to see all those photos. Yes, he will. And so before we get into too much of the show, we're going to have our guests calling in. And for the rest of you out there listening, you can call us girls at 646-595-4038. Make sure you press the number 1 so that way you'll be put in the host queue and I'll know that you're actually on. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to take your call. So don't worry, you guys, you can hear us both this week. Last week we had a glitch in the technical department, but we are back on track. Mother truckers. I'm going to actually log back on cam this afternoon, which I don't usually do too much after the show. I'm actually going to go back on. Yeah. Crazy. I was like, I didn't want to log off because I had good amount of monsters in there. But then I went to move my computer, and there's something wrong with my port of my HDMI cable that goes into the computer. I went to move my computer, touch the HDMI cable, and I just immediately got kicked off, which was weird. Really weird. Yeah, so it's something that's in my computer itself. And that technical issue that I had sent you about the people coming in the green names in my chat room. Found out what it was. These little mother truckers found a loophole to get in there. Mm-hmm. And got it nipped in the bud real quick. It was really weird. And there was a little link that I guess cam models have that. And had that disabled, and it hasn't happened one time since then. Yeah.
Good.
So all you little boys and girls out there that think you can just sneak into our chat rooms for free. Well, I mean, you can watch us in, you know, for free until you want to go in and do a paid show. But think you can go in there and not get caught. Guess what? Y'all get caught sooner or later. Just saying. Yep. Oh my gosh, had a scary. Don't know if you saw it on my Twitter today. Had a scary in. No, I'm good.
Thank you.
Dog is like, okay. Scooter is just a pain in my butt. Scooter, go sit down. No. Anywho, so had a scary on our block today. Like, it was scary. I put it on Twitter, and freaking, there was a bomb scare on my block today, which you see this shit happen on the news all the time. Like, it just happens wherever. And we live on the most quiet little cul-de-sac. Like, you can't even go in and out. You have to turn around. We all see your cars. Like, if you're, you know, following us, we know who you are. And I go to leave this afternoon just to go out and do some regular shopping. And I'm coming back, and I'm like, what the truck is going on out here? There's cops, there's fire truck, there's power company, there's all this, like, SWAT team. And I'm like, oh, my Lanta. I'm like, okay, my daughter's in the house. My pug is in the house. Her little poodle schnauzer noisy little thing is in the house. And I spoke to one of the officers, and I was like, dude, I said, what's going on? He goes, one of the people down here, we got a bomb threat. And I said, what? I'm like, which house? Because my daughter's down there. He's like, oh, right over here on this corner house. And I was like, great. And I said, well, can I at least try to get back into the house? And he's like, no, you're going to have to come back in a couple hours. I was like, what? I said, I have to work. I'm like, dude, you're cutting into my wallet.
Yeah.
He goes, can you go do some shopping or something? I'm like, once again, give me the wallet and I can go shopping.
Yeah. He started laughing.
He was laughing. Oh my gosh. I haven't seen that many cops like ever, like around like somewhere close to where I live, except for on the news. And it actually made my stomach sick. I'm thinking, okay, after everything that's been going on in the world, and this is happening right here. I'm like, okay, not cool. I'm like, I want to move to, like, Venus, like the planet Venus, and just go search for penis out there where nobody can find me. Just, yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. It was crazy. But I went, did my little grocery shopping, came back, and the same officer was still there. And I was actually going to hop on Periscope and, you know, just sit there and chit-chat until I was able to get let through. And right when I came back, they're like, oh, no, it's okay. You can go ahead and go back home now. We've got it under control. And I'm still seeing, like, all these, like, officers everywhere. I'm like, this is still scary. I'm like, just to know that these suckers had, yeah, and there was something actually live in this household, which I'm not going to say exactly where it is because, you know, yeah. I might have people driving down the street trying to find me. Like, oh, that's where it was. Okay, I'm going to find her. I'm going to wait on the corner. I'm going to find her one day. You just watch. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm hoping our guest is listening. Miss Sherry Berry, if you're out there listening, make sure you press 1 so that way I can put you on to the air. Hopefully she didn't screw up the time. I hope. Hope not. Anyway, okay, so we do have somebody listening, and you know who this is. We're going to pull this little mother trucker through right now. Let me see. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There it goes. There you are, sweetie. How you doing, Dollface?
Hey, Sage and Sammy. How are you both doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Loving you, ladies, as always.
Thank you so very, very much. So did you hear, and I was talking about you, Sweet Pea, how Faith is going to be doing her photo shoot for Halloween with all her girls, her Halloween photo shoot coming up. So you better make sure you get in on that voting.
Definitely. I definitely plan to get in on it.
Heck yeah.
Do you have a link available to it, and I'll put it in my bookmark so I can take care of that vote for you?
Well, if you DM me your email address, what I'll do is once the pictures are taken and we've got them all ready to go, I'll let you know that I'm sending the email so you know when to check it, and then you'll get all the pictures to kind of look through and tell me which one is your favorite.
Okay, sounds good to me. Looking forward to it. I'll definitely DM you after the show.
So everybody out there listening, Sage is going to have from all her webcam, well, probably not all, but a lot of her webcam models, the ones that actually show up on time, for a photo shoot.
Yep.
For a Halloween photo shoot. Make sure you follow her on Twitter at SageMontana1. That's the number one. And if you guys are following each other, she'll DM you, and you guys can exchange your emails, and you'll be able to go in and see all the pictures of the girls that are going to be in that photo shoot. And she's going to have yummies for you. Just saying.
Yep.
Well, of course, the photos alone from the girls are going to
yep.
be yummy. So if they don't like that, then whatever. Just go buy a new dildo and go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
Sammy,
did you tell Sage
about that one time, I think it was last week, when I actually called you Sage instead of Sammy?
Oh, my God, he did. That's so funny. I haven't talked to her. Oh, my gosh. He came into the chat room and called me Sage. And I was like, sweet pea, don't you mean Sammy? And he's like, oh, God.
you two were on camp at the same time. I'm like, oh, shoot.
I was like, okay, wait a second. Okay, my boobs are only, like, not even half the size of hers. I'm like, this is no way. Oh, my gosh.
You're both equally beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you, darling. But you know what, sweetie? We have our guest that is just calling in. So I'm going to let you go back and listen to the show, and I'm going to bring in Miss Sherry Berry, also known as One Fat MILF on StreamMate. And if you have any questions for her, I'll bring you back in, my darling.
Sounds good to me. Thanks so much.
Okay, awesome. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Okay, boys and gargoyles, my naughty sex monsters out there in Dollhouse Radio Land. We finally have this week my really, really amazing, beautiful friend, Miss Sherry Berry, that you guys all know as One Fat MILF on StreamMate, amazing webcam model. She is finally here because last week we had some technical issues, but she took time out of her day to come join us. So I'm going to bring her on right now. My Sherry, are you there, darling?
I am. How are you?
Yay! Good. Now that we finally
got
you on here.
I know, right? A whole week.
I know. That was so crazy last week. You know, Blog Talk Radio, it has a mind of its own, and it's through the wavelengths of the internet, and what do? Kind of like webcamming. You never know what's going to happen.
I know, right? These technologies these days.
I'm telling you, kind of like the new dildos they come out with. You never know what you're going to walk in and buy.
Exactly. So, how are you girls today?
We are fabulous. So Sage, Sherry, Sage, and yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever talked really or got to know each other at all, but here we are. It's a fabulous MILF madness threesome right here. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Hi, Sage.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I've been watching you also, as I do Sammy on the web. And you two are very beautiful women, and I love watching you girls. You guys are awesome.
Oh, no, you are amazingly awesome. Because you're like us, where it's like you have a personality, and this is, you know, which I'm going to have all kinds, you know, me and Sage will have all kinds of array of people that are going to be guests on our show. But the one thing that I really find most attractive about, you know, cam models that we bring on is their personality. And you have a personality like us. Like, when you're on cam, you're so laid back and free and, like, you're just like us. Like, you're just open and you're yourself. Like, you don't put on a front.
Exactly. I tell it like it is.
That's
right?
How you do it.
Yep, you gotta be straightforward.
You do, and be like, okay, this is what you're going to do, and if you don't like it, then get... No, I'm kidding. So I'm going to call you Sherry. I know your name on StreamMate is One Fat MILF, but I'm just going to call you Sherry just because that's how I know you as.
Okay.
And I want to ask you, how long have you been webcamming, like, in your entire webcamming career?
Just 4 years. July, I made it 4 years.
Oh, nice. And only on StreamMate, or?
Yep, only on StreamMate.
Nice. So you're a diehard cam model on StreamMate. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That is good. And it's funny, because there's a lot of girls, which the two of you might agree with this, but there's a lot of cam models on StreamMate. They're like, oh, my gosh, I'm just not making the money today. And they go and they try other cam sites, and then they realize, oh, holy shit, maybe I should have kept with those couple bad days, because if a cam model takes too much time off of StreamMate, you actually start falling a little behind. Have you, like, have you witnessed that yourself? I know I have. I've witnessed it.
Oh, yeah. About a year ago, I was off for, like, almost a whole year. I think I worked 4 months out of the year last year. I'm off and on because I'm married. I have a, you know, I have two kids. So it kind of takes, the family life takes a lot out of me, too. So it's, sometimes it's hard for me to get on. And then when I have the time, when everyone's out of the house, it's like, yes, I can get on and, you know, do what I need to do. So, but I love
right.
it. It's fun.
Get on to get off. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That is every cam model's motto. Get on to get off and get you off.
Exactly. I totally agree.
So what would, okay, so, you know, you just mentioned that you have your family, you know, you're married. Like, have you found it that hard to balance and juggle everything? Because, you know, here Miss Sage, she's going to be a bona fide MILF here in the next, like, two and a half months, I believe. Cause we're,
I know.
Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, we're going on almost 7 months here. Like,
yep.
Miss Chica over there, like, she's going to be balancing not only her webcam studio, but also being a new mommy. And, well, she's kind of basically been a mom for the last few years with all these chicas she has running around, tits and ass, running around the studio. She's been a mom this whole time. But, like, for you juggling, Sherry, like, you, your webcam and your married life and the kids, like, do you find it hard to try and balance all of that?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it gets overwhelming, and then sometimes you just need to be, like, take a chill for a little bit and then get back to it. But, I mean, otherwise, yeah, you just kind of juggle it around and do the best you can.
Yeah, and what about your hubby? Is he okay with the whole you being a masturbation queen?
Well, it's funny you asked. He's the one who got me into it. He asked me if I would do it and try it out. And, you know, at first I was skeptical and kind of nervous. And, you know, I think every girl is. But otherwise, after you start and, you know, it's like full blown and you're like, oh, yes, I could do this. And this ain't shit. I mean, it's just basically you're screwing yourself on webcam while everybody watches and has a great time. I mean, it's enjoyable, and all the fans that are out there, I mean, it's awesome. They're great, you know. I mean, you get some really great guys out there, and you just have a lot of fun, and it's fun to mess with them and mess with you, and that makes your day, you know. I mean, it goes by faster.
Love it. And I did have somebody, and JJ Smooth, if you're listening, he actually tweeted. He said, hi, friend, long time no talk. Checking in, hope all is well with you and the girls. And at One Fat MILF on your radio show, wow, legendary beauty. So, Jay Smooth, if you're listening, you're awesome. He's obviously a huge fan of yours.
Sweet. Thanks so much. That's awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah, and one of the things that I do want to say to other models out there listening, social media is amazing. It's a pain in the ass sometimes, but it's amazing. It is. It's a pain, but it's amazing.
Yeah.
Especially like with you know, you're juggling, you know, your married life, your webcam life, your kids. Like, it is really, truly hard, and a lot of people don't realize this, what we go through and what we do just to keep everything in balance and keep all of our fans happy. It's a lot of work. really true.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. Ms. Sage, do you have any amazing questions for Sherry?
Sherry, because you are such a hot MILF, do you do a lot of the mommy-son role play?
You know, that's so funny. I do get a lot of that. And, yeah, I do. But it's more the stepmom, stepson play. That way you don't make it sound too corny like you're, you know, actually, you know, having sex with your own kid. So, yeah, I tell them I'll do the play, the role play. But, you know, they love that shit. They really do. Like,
uh-huh.
Oh,
Yeah, I had three of those today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, good.
I did. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I did. Three of them today. Yeah. I was like, and I always like to like tell the guys, because there's a thing when it comes to doing webcam, like there's certain rules. You're not supposed to do incest technically, but everybody's kind of crossed over that line. You know, and if you do the stepmommy or the auntie or the niece and nephew, or not niece and nephew, but you know what I'm saying? It's like you can kind of cross over that line. But then when you go into private, they don't give a shit and they don't call you stepmommy anymore. It's like, oh, mommy. Oh, yes, mommy. Those titties, mommy. And I'm just like, okay, mother trucker, you're my stepson, damn it. Listen to me.
They're trying to kind of get your guard down.
Oh my gosh. I mean, because it's going to be totally different, like when I'm doing my own site, because I'm shooting, you know, a little something to the, you know, on those memes next week. And it's funny because you can do it when it's your own site and get away with it. You don't get in trouble. But when you're actually working for another, you know, site, you got to be really careful on a lot of things. And some cam models, and which you girls know this, if you aren't on the front page, like say you're 3-4 pages back on the site, there's girls that are literally showing their vajayjay and doing things that they ain't supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which you kind of just shake your head and say, there's a reason why they're, you know, that many pages back. But at the end of the day, there's a reason why we're on the front page. Because we're good girls. Well, we're naughty, but we're good.
Good
girls.
We have our angel suits on, and then deep down inside, we have our little devil suits in.
Right? We're angels and devils all in one day.
Exactly. So,
oh,
is that what you're
going
to do for Halloween?
You know what? No. Oh, my gosh. No, for Halloween, I'm just going to be a naughty webcam model. I'm just going to keep using the same costume. Yeah, over and over.
Your birthday suit, right?
Yes, exactly, yes. I'm probably just going to dress up the new tatas and show them off a little more.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
So for you, Miss Sherry, what advice could you give to other new cam models, like brand new or even struggling cam models that you see, because it's been such a slow period of time now that summer's coming to an end, the business is going to boost back up again. But for other models, what kind of advice would you have to offer to them?
The main thing is be yourself and have fun. Don't try to be, you know, something else that you're not. I mean, go with it. Have fun. You're entertaining people. You know, why not, you know, be who you are and just show them how you are. Because, I mean, you girls are who you are, it seems like. I mean, I am, and it gets you further. You know, these guys like, you know, they like to look and go, I like her. I like her attitude. You know, she seems real. Her personality's great, you know. And it's not all about your bodies. You can have a great body and a shitty attitude. But you know what? You can have not so nice body. I'm not being mean.
A curvy
but you
body.
Have a great attitude. There you go. Curves all the way. I love curvy body. So.
I love curves.
Me I'm
too.
All for it.
Curvalicious.
Yeah. Your personality is what kills it. I mean, you just, you know, it,
You're so right. Me and Sage say this every freaking week. It's all about your personality. Like you just said, you know, it doesn't, you can have the hottest body. You can be Playboy material. You can be just voted the, you know, number one hot chick of the freaking world. But if your attitude stinks, guess what? Your body just got so damn ugly that you might as well put your head in the freaking dirt like a freaking ostrich because ain't nobody going to like you. Just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
There's some guys.
Yeah.
You know, there's some guys that do like girls with bitchy attitudes, but if I'm a dude or, and, you know, and I do like my girls too, but I like a good attitude. And you, I would rather have a nice, voluptuous, curvy girl with a big heart and a great personality sitting in front of me than some hot-ass bitch that can't even smell that her ass stinks. Just saying.
Exactly.
Exactly. I'm not going to say any names. I could say some names and throw them out there, but, you know, I'll wait until I have you on the show. No, not you. No, oh my gosh,
I'm kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna get a few bitchy girls on the show just so I can, you know, call them out on a few things because there's been some things that have been said on StreamMate that I've caught on to that were floated towards my way, and I'm gonna get you. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Catfight now.
Oh, no,
wow.
I'm too nice. No, no, I kill with kindness. I'm a kindness killer.
I know, you do it in such a classy way when I watch you, and I'm like, yeah, she nailed it. Actually, both of you.
Maybe I should have been on the Republican debate last night. I could have totally killed it with kindness.
There you go.
Oh, so I guess that tells everybody that I'm not a Democrat. Oh, so for all you Democrats out there, sorry, y'all suck. Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh. So here we are going into a different turn like it happens every week on this show. Everybody, thank you. You are listening to Webcammy with Sammy and Sage, and we have our beautiful, wonderful guest on, One Fat MILF, but she's also known as Sherry Berry, who is an amazing webcam model who's been on StreamMate now for 4 years, showing her vagina and her asshole and her beautiful mouth to everybody out there in internet land. She is amazing. So you guys, if you have any questions, call us now at 646-595-4038 and make sure you press the number 1 or you're just going to keep listening to me rambling on and these beautiful girls in the background when I actually let them talk, say something.
Oh, come on. You know what they're doing in the background when they hear your voice.
I know what they're doing in the background. God damn it. They're grabbing that goddamn shaft. They're grabbing that shaft and those balls, and they're stroking away and wishing that we are on cam right now.
Sure they love that shit.
Dirty freaking monsters, I tell you what. Oh, my gosh. Well, let's bring Sweet Pea back in because I know he's still patiently waiting. He's absolutely amazing. He's a big webcam fan, and we love him dearly. Sweet Pea, my love, do you have any questions for Ms. Sherry Berry?
Hello, Sherry. How are you tonight?
I am doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
Doing well, thank you. I favorited you on StreamMate and followed you on Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I love it.
You're welcome. I got one corny comment and a couple corny comments and one question
not
for you.
Not you,
Sweet Pea. Oh, yeah. What would you do if it weren't for corny comments? The
Bring
question
on.
Is for you is, what do you like to do best during gold shows?
Good question.
Are you asking all of us or just me?
No, for
you.
Sherry. I like to mind fuck you.
Oh,
nice.
She likes to get in that dirty mind
orgasm.
Of yours and fuck you.
Yeah.
Love to mind fuck you, but in such a good way that it makes you come very hard.
Oh, yes.
So we like to you.
Mental jizz. I can just see it now. The corny the corny comments I had were, imagine on Halloween if you paint your boobs orange and you put like a dildo between them, you can call them Humpkins.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh,
I like that.
Oh, sweet pea.
I'm going to have to do that now.
Oh, sweet pea.
If you can take one more corny comment.
Sure, sweet pea.
I've heard when girls play with themselves, I've heard it to comment as jilling off, you know, like as opposed to guys jacking off. So when cam models do use toys during their shows, would they be called the Jillsbury Dough Girls?
Would it be called what? I didn't hear it all.
Jillsbury Dough Girls.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Freaky?
Yeah.
I love you to death. But oh my Lanta, what am I going to do with you? So do you just sit there and write this shit up and wait for us to make a comment on something and then you like just come out with it?
It's just a spur of the moment thing.
Spur of the moment. So you're like sitting there stroking your cock and then all of a sudden you just come up with a spur of the moment comment?
Yeah.
You dirty little wildebeest.
You watch too much Stream Mate.
You're right? That's exactly what it is. He watches so many of us cam girls and takes all their personalities and the things that they say, and he comes up with this stuff. And it's freaking, like, sometimes it's, like, so fucking hilarious, and sometimes it's just silly, and you just go, how the hell did he come up with that one? Did he really just say that? Did he really just tweet that on our twat? Oh, my Lanta. I'm going to convince Sherry, though. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, I love to have fun and make jokes. You know, it just beats having a crummy day and creating drama. That's what I love to do, you know.
Oh, completely agree with you 200%. I love it, too. Absolutely love it. And what I love best is if you say something that is kind of corny, I can, like, come back and, like, kind of call you out on it or say something about it. And you're, like, still nice. Like, you don't take offense to it because, yeah, because it's not you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did send you, Sammy, and Sage the DM that you wanted.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yeah. I'll reply.
Okay.
Okay,
and,
I'll be replying.
Love you three ladies very much.
Oh,
aww,
you're
thank
awesome.
You,
thank you, baby doll.
You're very, very welcome.
Okay, we will talk to you. We'll be talking to you next week, sweet pea, and I'll be seeing you on cam, Mother Trucker. It'll be on. It'll be on like stroking cock. Just saying.
Absolutely.
Don't be shy.
Okay, oh, he won't be. He'll be in your chat room, trust me. He'll be there. But what I was going to say is, I'm going to get Miss Sherry, who you guys all know as One Fat MILF on Twitter. I'm going to get her on social media more. She's going to
talk to
you
a little more. I said everybody should go and follow her if they're not already.
Exactly, exactly. All of you listening, and I have it posted right here on the link that you guys clicked on for the show. Follow her on Twitter at the number one, PHATMILF. That's at One Fat MILF. And she's also, that's her cam link also is onefatmilf.cammodels.com. So make sure you check that out because she's a, as you guys can all hear, complete, total sweetheart, but she knows how to get down and dirty. Just saying. Dirty girl.
I'm not dirty. I like to be clean first before I get dirty.
Okay. See? Okay. See, I just said it. She's a dirty girl. She's a dirty bird. She's a dirty bird. Oh my gosh. So do you have anything upcoming that, you know, people should know about? Like, are you maybe planning a trip to Vegas anytime soon?
Oh, yeah, I am. Thank you. As a matter of fact, what is that, through the January 28th? Oh, the 21st, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 21st.
I think I'm going to come see you.
Sweet Jesus. And then you'll be able to see Sage Montana. Because when I met her,
she's
going to
be
like,
there too.
Yeah, she's there. So she's, but her and I are like inseparable. I get locked onto Sage's arm and I never let her leave my side. I'm like, oh, no, I'm like, nope. Nope. You are with me.
Well,
sister.
That's cool.
You and those
talk to you then.
Perfect. Another perfect MILF madness threesome. Just saying.
There
we go. Need to do a little card. Yes. We'll be the three little MILF-keteers.
The MILF-keteers. That's a good one, Sammy. I like that.
MILF-keteers. Yeah. Sometimes they come to my brainage every once in a while.
Hey, one for all and all for one, right?
That's right. Down for one. Down for one and down on all.
Yep, I like that motto.
Oh, my gosh, this is too much fun. I wish I could do this show, like, longer and just, like, I'm going to have to do a show where I have
longer.
She said longer. Longer, thicker, harder, wetter.
Faster.
Oh, my gosh, we're getting really naughty. Sage, where'd you go? I'm worried. Okay, all I can say is, Sage, you better not go into labor during the show when it gets closer to December, because I will freak the fuck out. I'm just saying. I'm like, because I can't jump through. I can't jump through the airwaves and, like, come to Vegas and, like, hold my hands out and catch the little bambino. That ain't going to work for me. That's not going to work. No. But
I'm hoping I'm in the comforts of my own home, because the hospital is like 1.2 miles from my house. So I'm hoping I'm home when it happens.
Oh, that's freaking awesome. Because I know when I went into labor many moons ago, like 25 years ago, it was, oh my gosh, it was like a 8 to 10 mile drive. Just to get right?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what happens when you know, do those kind of things when you're younger versus now. Now they have hospitals everywhere.
Yeah.
And in my case, they have bomb squads sitting at the end of the fucking street. Jeez.
Crazy.
Crazy. So, oh my goodness. So, Miss Sherry, I'm so glad that you took the time out of your day. I want you to bring up anything that you would like to about webcamming, any more advice that you have or yummies you'd like to give, because we're going to be ending our show here in about 10 minutes. So, and tell people where they can find you on your webcam.
Okay.
Don't worry, I got
for
you.
A second.
Don't worry,
I got you. Thank you.
I got your back and your front. Don't worry.
Yeah, like I said before, have fun. Be yourself. You know, come in, say hi, or, you know, I'm going to sit there and jack off, and I won't kick you out of my room. I'm not that type of person. We're there to have fun, you know? That's basically it. We're there to have fun. We don't want anybody to hate us. We don't know haters.
Well, you know, if they do hate, it's okay. Just the other ones will appreciate. So if they want to hate, you're idiots. You're idiots, because you're going to come back and wish, oh, my gosh, why did I hate on her?
And usually it's cam models that come in and hate anyway.
Like, yeah, I've noticed that. But you know what? I kind of go with it. You know, they'll say something, and then I'll just turn it around and make it fun and funny, and then I think they hate it because they leave. You know?
They
like,
do. Oh, yep. Oh my gosh, other cam models, they get so pissed when you don't play into the negativity. They really
yes.
do. They're like, damn it, she's not responding like I thought she would. Well, for one, I'm not, you know, 20 years old. And two, I'm just not a negative person. Like,
yeah.
You know, unless you mess with my girls, you know, I'm not talking about my tits, I'm talking my girlfriends or my family, then that's another story. Then it's on, like Donkey Kong. Oh, my gosh. So I want to make sure everybody out there listening knows where they can find this beautiful Sherry Berry, and she has a very, very beautiful pink berry, I must say. You're going to have to go and check out. She is on StreamMate and onefatmilf.cammodels.com, and make sure that you follow her on Twitter at onefatmilf. She is fabulous, amazing, and yes, she will be on Twitter more often because I'm going to make sure that she does. I'm going to keep tweeting her all the damn time until she catches on and she does it more. I'm going to make her, she's going to become a tweeter goddess. The same.
Yeah, I am so bad at that. I don't get on Twitter too much, but I have a lot of fans, and it's like, oh my gosh, I need to get on. But the time I try to get on, I am getting bombarded somewhere at home, and I'm like, oh God, I don't have no time. Oh my gosh, what are these people thinking of, you know? But no, I will definitely be getting on Twitter a lot more, and thank you for your help with that. You know that.
No, you're
you know,
so welcome.
I look forward to that. And
I get
thank you
all the time
for having
too.
Me on the radio show. I hope to come back on here. It's fun talking with you girls.
Oh my gosh, I'm totally gonna have you back on. Like I was gonna say earlier, I want to have a webcam day on here where we just have a ton of us fun cam models, and we just.
Uh-huh.
Just laugh, have fun, give insight on the webcamming industry, and, you know, just have fun. Like, entertainment is what it's all about, and that's what we are definite internet entertainers, and we love all of our Monsters fans. We love every one of you. We love the masturbations. We love them. Love them.
We love them.
We love them. So, Miss Sage Montana, why don't you sexy ass MILF to be, give me all your yummy shout outs for all the monsters out there listening to your sexy ass.
All right, guys, go follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on my Instagram at SageInVegas. I will be back on cam tonight around 6:30, which you can find me at sagemontana.cammodels.com. And don't forget, if you want to help me out and judge this next little photo competition with my models, to send me a direct message on Twitter with your email address, and I would definitely appreciate the help, and I'll probably even give you a little dirty bonus picture of me.
Oh, shit. Did y'all hear that? If you guys actually... Follow her on Twitter. She follows you back. You guys DM, that's at SageMontana1, the number one, so you can help judge this amazing photo contest that she has coming up with all of her yummy models, her webcam models. Yes. By the way, she's a studio owner. Yes. She has her own studio where the girls come in, and they work in her studio. She is by far one of the best, absolute best, I say this every week, best webcam studio owners ever out of all StreamMate. And I know somebody out there listening is going to hate me for saying that, but she is my girl. I love her. She's the best. I just gotta give her kudos. She takes very good care of her models. So if somebody doesn't like what I just said, I'm sorry. I still love you and hope you still love me too. Anyhow, on another note. Oh boy, I'm probably gonna dig a hole for that one, but that's okay. I do every week. On another note, make sure you follow us on Twitter at SammyGrick69, at Sage Montana, the number one, and also at OneFatMilf, and that's the number one also. And then also follow Dollhouse_Radio, because if it wasn't for Dollhouse Radio, us girls wouldn't be here right now. So make sure you follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter. That's at Dollhouse_radio. We will be here live every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, only on Dollhouse Radio. And also, my website's going to be launched hopefully the first week of October. I'm still shooting for that. So you guys stay tuned. I'm not going to give you the website link yet because it's a surprise. It's going to be a surprise. But the link to get onto my mailing list is on the top of my profile page on Twitter. Go on there, click on it, put in your email address, and you will be getting some yummies from me. And I will be offering yummy weekly cam shows, and all my paid members will be getting discounts on StreamMate if you're a member. So on that note, girls, I want to thank you both so very much that you guys both took time to come hang with me and share. Absolutely amazing. Can't wait to see you on cam again. Sage, love you, girl. You're always absolutely fucking amazing. And I know you're busy. You're always busy. Somebody's got a vagina walking into her office.
Yeah, but I love talking.
Oh, my gosh. Sage, I was packing up one of my suitcases to go shoot yesterday, and I look on the inside pocket of my suitcase, and I pull out the very first picture I got from you the first year at the AVNs. I was like, I'm going to have to take a picture of it and put it on Twitter. Because I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to take this picture. I need to put it behind me like you do of mine. That's my girl. That's my girl. Oh, my gosh. All right, ladies, you guys have a very fabulous masturbation evening. I'm also going to be getting back on cam probably about an hour, hour and a half. And Miss Sherry, One Fat Milk, when are we going to see you back on cam again?
I was on earlier. Tomorrow. I will be on tomorrow for sure.
Sweet. Oh, everybody look out for One Fat Milk. Yes, onefatmilk.cammodels.com. You know what? I'm the same way. If I say I'm going to be on at 9, look for me around 12 because I pussyfoot around and take forever to get ready. Literally.
Oh, my God. You do the same thing I do.
Hey, I do. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be on at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and then it's like 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm like, hi. And they're like, I already blew my load. I waited for you for 2 hours. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Just
let's try that again next time.
Come on.
I'm like, what do you expect? I got to put on eyelashes. I got to straighten my hair. I got to wash my twat. I mean, geez. I can't just wake up like that. I got to smell good for myself.
Exactly. The problem.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, ladies, we are going to get out of here and all go get ourselves ready for our fabulous evenings. You girls have an amazing time. And I'm actually going to end the show with Takara Feet with I'm Out. Because guess what, girls? We're out. It's the end of our show. You guys are fabulous. Love you, girls. Thank you. And I will talk to you both very soon.
Okay, have a great evening, girls.
You too, honey.
Bye.
Hey,
you need to be sleeping with me, shouting.
I'll let your boy
come get with Young Dro.
Best day smoking.
Hey, Dro, you know I ride all kind of paint.
Okay.
When you look in my pocket, you'll think you at the bank. Irene Chris, so you know that thing stink. Bright diamonds on my neck will make your eye look like a chain. I tell you what I think, you wanna ride with a killer. Your girl jacking, but pimpin' do not wanna hit her. I'm trying to slip you off in the shit of white frost. They ask you to tell them you ain't king in a boss.
I'm trying to get the mama.
oh no.